This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Thyroid-stimulating hormone, how important is it? You've read about it, you've seen stuff, but you still don't quite know exactly what it is. Well, of course, our expert here today, Dr. Holly Lucille, nationally recognized licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, and just all-around really smart lady. So, Dr. Holly, tell us about TSH. What is it for people that really don't know, and why is it important?
Well, what it is for most people minds and how they know it is the gold standard that your doctor will use to kind of check out, hey, how's your thyroid doing? Because gosh darn it, that gland is so important. I mean, at the end of the day, Melanie, the active thyroid hormone that gets delivered into each and every cell of our body is responsible for aerobic and anaerobic metabolism. I mean, so that's everything. It's like breathing, it's digestion, it's the growth of the cells, our hair, our nails, it's everything, and it's a bunk test to just understand thyroid. It is, but it's the gold standard. So often when you just go into your insurance-based primary care doctor or what have you, you're going to get a TSH, and guess what? That range also is very, very large, and there's a lot of controversy over it, the within normal limits. And so that's what thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, that's basically produced from the pituitary in response to the body going, hey, could you please tell the thyroid I need a little bit more? Or, you know what? We got enough. Thank you so much. So if it's elevated, that's the body screaming for more gas in the tank, really, okay? So it's a pituitary hormone that gives messages to the thyroid, but for thyroid understanding functionally what's going on in your body, really not a bunk. It's just a bunk test. We got to do more.
So I'd like to know from you what you think we should be doing. And, you know, in all these days of hearing women who have gained a lot of weight saying it's my thyroid, I've had problem. They go on Synthroid. There's all these things going on in the country and medicated to everything. So what do you think we should be doing to make sure that our pituitary gland is getting what it needs that our bodies have what they need for our good metabolism?
Well, let's start
for everything.
Let's just keep talking about the testing. So everybody grab a pen and paper because this is what you need to advocate for. Your doctors work for you, okay? So you can demand things. You can. So this is based upon the results of the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. It demonstrated that the normal healthy participant in that survey, the TSH was 1.4. So if all your doctor is doing is running that TSH to kind of get a glimpse of what's going on with your thyroid, anything above 2.0, I would be suspect of. And quite honestly, it is not normal. So we want to address it. But I would also really advocate that your doctor run both a total T4 and T3 and a free T4 and T3, okay? The other thing I would suggest is your thyroid antibodies. The number one cause of hypothyroidism, so that's an underfunctioning of your thyroid gland, that means an underfunctioning of your body, is autoimmune Hashimoto's, okay, autoimmune disease. And so I had a very, really esteemed conversation with a high-profile endocrinologist here in the Beverly Hills area, and he was quite honest because I was like, hey, why don't you guys run thyroid antibodies? It's the number one cause of hypothyroidism if you suspect some disease there. And he said, well, to tell you the truth, our treatment wouldn't be any different. They would just give you Synthroid. They would just get that TSH, quote-unquote, within normal range and let you go. An autoimmune disease needs to be looked at as the immune system is starting to get confused. We need to understand why, because the thyroid is only the first gland it's going to attack. I've seen people, many, many women, sort of go into premature, I would say, menopause, because why? Well, the ovaries were the next gland that got attacked from this immune disorder. We've got to treat the underlying cause. And so thyroid antibodies, T4, T3, both free and total, got to be checked.
Okay, so free and total, T3 and T4, and you want these thyroid antibodies so we can demand it from our doctors. And then if they do these tests, you know, if their ranges, Dr. Holly, are not, you know, it's too broad, what do you want people to be able to see from the results of these tests if their doctors will do them?
Well, so, all right. you know, you can see also, I mean, it's a very stimulating, I would say, conversation that I get to have with people, because you can see in the endocrinological journals that thyroid function tests are outdated by many decades anyway. So by the time, honestly, that your blood tests start to appear abnormal when it comes to your thyroid, the body is pretty much in dire straits. So the very first thing that we need to do is focus on the symptoms. The other thing that I would love people to do is that, you know, I always say, Melanie, that there are value in all systems of medicine. Western reductionistic medicine definitely has its place. I blew out my shoulder. I was very thankful for my orthopedic surgeon to just focus on that shoulder. I needed surgery. Thankful for Lunesta. Thankful for Vicodin. I had it down. No big deal. If I get slammed by a car, I want to go to the ER, and I want that type of thinking on me. When we're looking at things and taking a look at our modern-day society, the multiple influences that we have, our chronic stressors, our environmental pressures on our endocrine system, our entire hormone system, including the thyroid, I would often then just say, look, there's other systems of medicine that might look at things like this much more comprehensively. When you see patients coming in all day long, protracted fatigue, constipation, hair is thinning, hormonal imbalance symptoms, moodiness, night sweat, insomnia, a pill, we can't throw at each one of those. We've got to be able to look at the whole picture. So seeing a naturopathic doctor, perhaps, seeing a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, there are values in other systems of medicine that might look at this whole entire system in a much more holistic, comprehensive way.
I agree with you completely. And as I said, now that I'm much more of a believer in this holistic and complementary medicine, and I love that word, Dr. Holly, because I think that that brings together the best of all the worlds, because there is some merit to Eastern medicine and there's some merit to Western, and bringing them together as a complementary form of healthcare and total healthcare.
Yeah.
You know, and just jumping off of TSH for just a second, you mentioned seeing your healthcare, you know, practitioner and a holistic somebody. How do you find a good one versus somebody that, you know, we only have a minute or so left. How do you find somebody that you trust?
Well, you know, I think word of mouth is probably the best. If there's somebody in your community, ask around for people that you respect. There's also professional organizations. Like, we have the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians that you can find at naturopathic.org. And that will allow people to use the function on the website, put in their zip code, and the licensed naturopathic doctors that have gone to the accredited schools will come up, so they can choose from there. And there's other professional organizations. So I always advocate people do their research, call them, ask them, interview them. I always enjoy when patients kind of grill me. Hey, how do you work? How do you go about this? What do you do? Because I know that that person is primarily taking charge of their health, and that's my whole goal. I want people to be their own PCPs, their own primary care providers, primarily providing care for themselves and their family. And I love when I see that, and people should do that too. There's been this hierarchy of, oh, doctors are up here, patients are down here, and there's like worse, and the patients are subservient. No, the patients are number one. They're driving the ship. We are there to help and to partner.
10 seconds, TSH, your best advice.
You got to advocate, first of all, if it's above 2, we got to suspect there's something going on with the thyroid, and we need more testing.
More testing. And you heard this information from Dr. Holly. She's on with us every Tuesday, and, you know, she's such a smart lady and so easy to listen to, and you totally trust what she says. So remember to share these. Well, we do, Dr. Holly. You're just awesome. And be sure and share these shows with your friends, because these are the kind of things you talk about, but nobody ever seems to know the answer. Well, she has those answers. So share these shows with your friends on Facebook and tell them about us. That's how everybody learns together. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.